It is Julian Edelman on the Greg Hill Show. What's up, J.E.?
Not much. Just about to pull into work. Just put on a perfect hydration.
Yeah. How's the phone connection at 6:08 in the morning? I think we're going to be all right here. So nice and early this morning. Are you first in today or what? I mean, you think you're late? What's the deal?
I actually slept in.
Slept in.
Well, normally he's there earlier than that. Yeah. Wow.
What time did you used to get in, Wiggy?
It's right around this time.
Yeah.
Usually the first meeting is at like sometimes 7:30, 8 o'clock, but some guys like to go in and get a workout in.
What's your routine?
We have a routine.
What's your routine when you get in, Bubs, on a Friday?
I like to go in and I'll make a smoothie, sit in the hot tub, warm up my body, and then look at my notes for the Miami Dolphins, and then do some ball drills, and then get my body worked on for a little bit, and then we have a team meeting.
Ken just said that he thinks a good portion of the success that this team has had is because of the poor quality of competition in the AFC East. What are your thoughts on that?
Who's Ken?
Great question, Julian.
Ken is one of the two spazzes of this program.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but when you look at it's funny because when you look at like the statistics of how our division does against other divisions, it usually turns out that we win the competition. And you know, when you're playing inside the division, you got guys that know you a lot. They're very familiar with you, so they're always battle games, especially this week with the Miami Dolphins. These guys, Coach Flo, Coach O'Shea, Jerry, the list goes on of guys that have been in New England, that have coached us, that have coached against us in practice, that have a lot of familiarity with us. So we can only play who's in front of us, and, everyone's entitled to an opinion.
With regard to Miami, why do you think it is that this team has struggled when playing down there?
I don't know. They always play us well. It's something that we know that we haven't done very well over the years. It's just one of those things where they got our number, I guess, and we're trying to change that by taking this Friday in, taking advantage of time to prepare. And, that's kind of where we're at with that.
Is what happened down there last year on your mind? And can you guys use that to get fired up for Sunday?
Not really. I mean, you always have that taste of a loss in the back of your throat when you go into a game against an opponent you lost to the year before. But, more of your focus is going towards, who they have now. What's their coaching scheme? The familiarity with their players. So, you think about that early in the week. Coach reminds you of that. And then you get kind of scattered away and you start thinking about the preparation process of what you got going for that week. So, I would say you kind of think about it, but then you get so busy thinking about what they're doing this year and what they did last week in their first game, the preseason. And, it's still early in the year, so you got a lot less film of, your opponent. So it's a little trickier now.
So now, Julian, with the addition of Antonio Brown, there's been a lot of noise out there, a lot of baggage that comes with the addition to adding him to this roster. How does Bill Belichick let you guys know, hey, focus on the task at hand, which is the games and going out there and doing your job?
Coach is going to do what's best for the team and what he feels is best for the team. And, adding Antonio, that he feels that that's best for our team. And I mean, quite frankly, he's a really good football player. He works his tail off. You know, he practiced this week, and I think with a player like him and a player of his caliber, he's going to raise the bar. He's going to raise the intensity of practice because he's so good. For other guys to go out there and see, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's coach's job. And, you know, he's a really good football player, and I look forward to playing with him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that looking in from the outside, a lot of people feel like you guys are going to be distracted by this. But certainly this team and you as somebody who's dealt with it before seem to be able to overlook that and overcome that.
Yeah, I mean, it ultimately comes down to playing football, and the teams that can focus on that the best and focus on their preparation for their opponents, which that's what our this has been all week. It's been on the Miami Dolphins since you guys, you know, we have lost to these teams a lot. Adding other pieces is part of it, and it's not the first time we've added someone after the first week. It's not the last time we'll do it either. It's just the case is we have a really phenomenal football player that can come in and help our football team to be better.
I just wanted to let you know, after last week, you have a perfect passer rating of 158.3. Career.
Do I?
Yeah.
Career,
yeah. You're 4 for 5 for 126 yards.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that. Maybe I can lobby to get some more throws.
I think number 12 is, you know, might be.
He's okay.
Yeah, I think he's pretty good at throwing it. You know, you're pretty good at catching it. Now, Julian, let's talk about the on-the-field aspect that, you know, a guy like Antonio Brown brings to this team and what that does for you as far as now. It's a lot more difficult to double-team you when you have a guy like Antonio Brown out on the outside as well as a guy like Josh Gordon.
Yeah, you said it right. You know, the more football players you have, when you got guys like James White, you got guys like Rex Burkhead, Sony Michel, Josh Gordon, Phil Dorsett, you know, Antonio, when you got adding all these players, I mean, it's only going to make the unit better. So, you know, that's the goal of this whole thing, is to continually try to improve weekly and play our best week, our best football on Sundays each and every week through the preparation we had each week. And, you know, that's kind of where we're trying to go with that.
Julian, Gronk said yesterday that he's had 20 concussions. Does that number surprise you?
I don't know.
I mean, when speaking to him, it probably doesn't.
No, not at all. You know, it's a tough game, and if that's his number, that's his number, and you know, you wish him the best with what he's got going on. But my focus right now is more of the guys that are in the locker room and guys that are going to play against Miami, and my focus is on Miami. So, I hope he's got his CBD and all that stuff. So, you know, he'll be all right.
he'll be all right.
CBD oils.
Yes. All right. Well, J.E., thanks for checking in this morning. And when do you guys leave? You leaving tomorrow?
I don't know if we're allowed to say, but we're not leaving today.
All right. Okay. You're not allowed to say, but you're not leaving today. All right. Good. Yeah. You got something.
I think usually leave Saturday. For a game in like Miami. You know, it's not like you're going to the West Coast.
I think we got something. All right. We'll talk to you next week, Julian Edelman.
All right, guys.